Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam.
As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
In a joint press conference in Hanoi with Mr. Obama, Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang said the two governments have agreed to strengthen their partnership in substance and in depth. President Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that Mr. Obama said has continued to plot against and unleashed attacks on American and coalition forces. Mr. Obama said Monday during a news conference in Hanoi that the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to engage in peace talks and end violence that has taken the lives of many people. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jable, killing at least 53 people. 48 people were killed in Tartus when three bombs struck the city. The Freedom Party candidate in Austria's presidential election has conceded defeat. Norbert Hofer, nominee of the Eurosceptic Anti-Immigration Party, said Monday he was sad he had not won, but called the work of his supporters an investment for the future. While the results from Sunday's vote have not yet been officially announced, Alexander van der Bellen, a former Green Party chief running as an independent, appears to be in the lead. This is VOA News. A Baltimore police officer was found not guilty on charges relating to the death of Freddie Gray, a black suspect who died last year after suffering injuries while riding in the back of a police van. Officer Edward Nero faced charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. He was acquitted Monday of all charges. Prosecutors say the 30-year-old officer unlawfully arrested Gray in 2015 without probable cause and failed to secure him in the police van with a seatbelt. Gray's hands and feet were cuffed, but he was not buckled into the seat after being arrested. Attorneys for Nero argued that he did not make the arrest and that it was the driver's responsibility to ensure Gray was secured. The U.S. Supreme Court has overturned the death sentence imposed on a black murderer by an all-white jury. The high court found the state prosecutors improperly kept blacks off the jury in the trial of Timothy Foster, who was convicted in the 1986 murder of an elderly white woman. In writing his opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts said Georgia prosecutors were motivated in substantial part by race. Director General Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization says the world is not ready to cope with the threats posed by emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases. Chan spoke to some 3,000 delegates attending the World Health Assembly. Lisa Schlein reports.
World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan told this gathering of health ministers and providers that countries could no longer work in isolation to contain infectious diseases and overcome other health threats. She says few threats are local anymore. She says people and goods move around in this interconnected world, and so do diseases. Chan says WHO's health emergency management system is undergoing a major reform to ensure its teams are able to respond more quickly and effectively to outbreaks and humanitarian emergencies. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Islamic State terrorists have claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings outside an army recruiting center in the Yemeni city of Aden. At least 45 people were killed, many others wounded in the attack. Most of the victims were army recruits. Protests against Kenya's Electoral Commission took place in several cities Monday. Local media are reporting at least three demonstrators were killed in western Kenya. In Nairobi, riot police formed a line around the commission headquarters, waiting much of the afternoon to deter the protests. The demonstrators never reached the compound because police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse them. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.